Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad to see everybody here. Glad to see everybody that's online watching with us. We wish you were here in person, but we're glad to join us online. Amen. Remember, today is Father's Day. And although we're going to be in the book of Hosea, we still got a Father's Day theme to come out of the message. How many of y'all had perfect relationships with your fathers growing up?
Yeah.
Like me, most hands did not go up. Amen. Because most of us, we had issues every once in a while, didn't we, with our fathers. We didn't get along with them. We didn't like, sometimes when they told us no, right? Most of the time when they told us no, we couldn't do something that we really wanted to do. We didn't like it, did we? We get problems. Some people today, still that have issues with their dad early or younger, don't even speak to them anymore. They don't even talk to their dads, which is a sad part. Amen. I seen a story of one of my friends I went to high school with. She was posting that. She just started talking to her dad a few weeks ago. They had been estranged for 17 years. Had a relationship growing up together, but had been estranged for 17 years. That's a sad state. But a lot of us can empathize with that. I'll get that word out. A lot of us can agree with that. We can feel that, right? You feel me? Yeah, there we go. Because we all, at some point and some time, no matter how good our dad might have been, we may have had periods of times when we didn't talk to him, didn't go around him. Because of something happening in our lives, whether it was right or wrong, amen, we all still human, aren't we? We all still get that feeling of, well, I ain't gonna go back here. I ain't gonna talk to him. I know he's my dad, but I didn't like what he did, or I didn't like what he said. And I tell you what, I didn't like when I was growing up. I didn't like him chasing me around the bed with a belt to whoop my butt. How many of y'all ever had that? Here we go. Good hands in the house. But I am glad that no matter what issues I have with my dad, before he passed away, we got those resolved. We reconciled ourselves. Amen. Which was a good thing. So today's message is titled Healing and Restoration. Matt mentioned that was his exact words in his prayer just now. I was like, thank you, God, for tying everything together. Amen. But that's your title today, Healing and Restoration. We'll be in, everybody turn with me to the book of Hosea, chapter 5, verses 15 through 6. Hosea 5, 15 through 6. I have the ESV version I'll be reading from. Everybody say amen when you get there. Everybody watching online, give me a thumbs up. But here we go. ESV version says it this way. I will return again to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face, and in their distress earnestly seek me. Come, let us return to the Lord, for He has torn us, that may heal us. He has struck us down, and He will bind us up. After 2 days, He will revive us. On the third day, He will raise us up, that we may live before Him. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Therefore, I have hewn them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. And my judgment goes forth as a light. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you right now, Lord, get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, may it be your word spoken and not mine. Lord, may you also open up each one of our heart, mind, and soul to the message and the blessing that you have in it for us today, Lord. Lord, as we talk on this Father's Day about healing and restoration, Lord. Lord, in the importance that we have in our lives, Lord. If we slipped away from you, to come back, Lord, and be restored into your bosom, Jesus. Lord, if we continue to walk with you, but still astray in some ways, Lord. Lord, may we get healing today, Lord. May we find a love for you that we haven't had before, Jesus. And Lord, as always, I ask you, be with us to the end of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. Y'all ready for this? I think it's pretty good. Dear brothers and sisters, today we gather in the presence of the Lord, seeking His guidance, seeking His wisdom. As we open our hearts to the Word of God, let us turn our attention to that book of Hosea, specifically focusing on Hosea 5:15 through 6:6. This passage offers each one of us profound insights into the path of healing and the path of restoration to our merciful God, that our merciful God extends to us, His people. And in that scripture, in the Hosea 5:15 through 6:3, we got a little bit of things to go into there. Amen. We're taking a look at some things that we can learn about restoration and repentance through God. In this verse, in 5:15, in that verse, we witness this. We witness God's heart-wrenching response to the unfaithfulness of His people. Guess what? His response today to us being unrepentant people is the same as it was in the book of Hosea times. Amen? It was gut-wrenching to that unfaithfulness. Despite their disobedience, despite our disobedience today, the Lord declares this, though, I will return again. I will return again my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face. In their distress, earnestly seek me. And the same goes for us. He will return to His place until we acknowledge our guilt, our weakness, and our problems, and seek His face. And not the face of the world, not the face of our friends or family, not the face of Satan, amen, but His face. The result of ignoring God's warning is this. This passage begins with a solemn pronouncement of God's response to His people and their rebellion and their refusal to acknowledge their guilt. How many of y'all ever been there? How many of you have refused to God acknowledge your guilt, your body, your problems, your sin, your guilt? Amen. We still get there sometimes, don't we? The Lord declares that He will withdraw His presence from and allow them to face the consequences of their actions. Sometimes that's good for us, ain't it? To face the consequences of our actions. We'll never repeat them again. But that's what He declared. He declared that He would withdraw His presence. However, that separation is not intended to be a permanent thing. It's not intended to be a permanent separation from them. But it serves them and serves us as a wake-up call, urging them and urging each one of us today to recognize our need for Him. How many has a need for God today? Amen. In our lives, there are going to be moments that we ignore the voice of God. Hey, guess what? Even as saved people, there will be times that we ignore the voice of God. Amen? We're still human, right? But what that's going to do during those times, it'll allow our sinful desires and selfish ambitions to cloud our judgments. We may face hardships. We may face difficulties. In essence, I'm telling you, we will, not may. Amen. And we may even face a sense of emptiness when we distance ourselves from our Creator. It's crucial to understand that these circumstances are not punishments, right? But invitations to return to the Lord. Acknowledging all of our faults, acknowledging all of our problems, and seeking His face again instead of the world, instead of our friends, instead of Satan and the devil. The message from God is clear here. Repentance. Everybody say repentance. Everybody at home type repentance in the comments. Repentance is the key that unlocks the door to His grace and restoration. When we recognize our guilt, when we turn away from those sinful ways and earnestly sing to the Lord our God, He promises. Amen. It's in His Word, so it's truth, right? He promises to respond and lead us on the path of healing and to restoration. The second thing is this. We have an urgency of repentance. In Hosea 6, 1 through 3, it emphasizes the urgency of that repentance. It reveals the Israelites' shallow and insincere desire for restoration. They spoke empty words, saying, "Come, let us return to the Lord." But their hearts remain distant. We got people like that today, don't we? Sometimes we're like that. Amen. We say, come back, Lord, but our hearts still remain distant. We still allow to be a separation. Amen. As followers of Christ, we must allow and examine our own hearts. Are we merely paying lip service of repentance? Or are we truly humbling ourselves before our God? True repentance involves a complete turning away from the sin and a genuine desire to pursue righteousness. It requires us to recognize the gravity of our offenses and to seek the Lord wholeheartedly, not just half. Amen. Not just partial. Not just a little bit, amen, but wholeheartedly. The third thing is this. The mercy and fullness of God is shown. I told y'all I wouldn't mispronounce that, and I said Isaiah instead of Hosea. Hosea 6, 4 through 6. Amidst the people's wavering commitment, God remains steadfast in His mercy and His faithfulness. He declares, "For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings." God's not merely interested in outward rituals, is He? Or empty acts of worship. He desires a deep and intimate relationship with His people. His desire is for us to know Him intimately, to understand His character, and to love Him genuinely, not half-hearted again. And it's in that knowledge of God and the overflow of His love in our lives that true healing can happen and true restoration can be found. Because we have to pursue true knowledge through that. The key to genuine restoration lies in pursuing that true knowledge of the Lord. The passage encourages us to know Him more, to get closer to Him. Amen. Not just superficially, not just knowing His name, knowing who He is. Amen. But truly having that personal relationship with Him, to truly know Him. Amen. But with a deep, deep, intimate understanding. It's an invitation for us to press on, to seek Him earnestly, and to have a personal relationship with the One who created each one of us. Amen. True knowledge of God is not merely intellectual. It's an experience and transformative. As we study His Word, we got to spend time in prayer, don't we? We got to walk in obedience to His commandments. We grow in our understanding of His character, don't we? We grow in our understanding of His love. We grow in the understanding of His purpose for our lives. And the fourth thing it does is it gives us an opportunity, just like back in the Hosea times, it gives us an opportunity to respond back to Him, to repent. Amen? Genuine repentance. We have to examine our own hearts, don't we? We have to examine them honestly, not just on the outside, but truly deep inside. And we have to seek true repentance, not just lip service. Amen? And we have to earnestly seek it. We have to truly want the Lord's forgiveness for whatever we might have done. Now that will allow us to cultivate an intimacy with God. Let us not be content with mere religious practice. Let's not be content with just showing up for church. Amen? Let's be content with something that's really going to allow us to be healed and restored. Instead, let us pursue a vibrant and personal relationship with our God. Let us hunger for His Word. Let us seek His presence in prayer and allow His love to transform us from within. We got to extend our mercy and love. As recipients of God's mercy and love, we're called to extend that same thing, that same mercy, that same love that He gave us to others. We sometimes have a hard time with that, don't we? We sometimes have a hard time witnessing to somebody and telling them about God's mercy and love. But let us be vessels. Let us be true vessels of His grace, forgiving those who have wronged us and showing compassion to the broken and the hurting around us. That's when we can be a true light for Jesus here in our dying world. Amen? And that'll give us the path that we need to restoration. This passage continues to call, or with a call, of repentance, and with a call for the promise of healing and restoration. God, in His great love and compassion, desires to mend the brokenhearted and the broken relationships between Him and His people. He longs to bind up our wounds and breathe new life in us, in our weary souls. Jesus is a loving parent's disciple. Jesus, as a loving parent, disciples a child for their own good. God allows us those experiences, don't He? He allows us to experience pain. He allows us to experience suffering, because that He intends for that to lead us back to Him. He does not desire our destruction, does He? He desires our healing. He desires our restoration. He is ready to revive us and raise us up again, granting each one of us a fresh start. Amen? Just like in Hosea, He's ready. We got to be willing. We got to be able to ask for true repentance, true love, true restoration. Amen? This passage from Hosea reminds us of God's unwavering love for us, of God's mercy, of God's desire for restoration for each one of us. As we respond to His call for repentance, may we experience His healing touch. Maybe it's for something that our fathers may have done for us or to us. Maybe it's something that our kids might have done to us as a father. May we reach out for it. May we ask for God's healing and restoration of those relationships in our lives. His healing touch, and we got to be agents of transformation in our broken world, as we talked about earlier. Let us remember this, that true restoration in our broken world is found in knowing God intimately and reflecting His love to others. May God grant us the strength and the grace to walk the path of healing and restoration today. As they come for the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you again for getting Ronnie out of the way, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit speaking through me, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your word spoken today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the blessing in your message today, Lord. Lord, I thank you and I ask that you impress upon each one of us today, Lord. Lord, the true need that we have for healing and restoration in our lives, Lord. Lord, whether it might be with our fathers, Lord, or our kids, Lord. Lord, on this Father's Day, Lord, I ask that you give us the boldness that we need to step out and ask for the forgiveness, whether we feel we're in the wrong or not, Lord. Lord, may you get all glory, honor, and praise out of everything you do for us, Jesus. Lord, may you give us somebody this week, Lord. Lord, that we can tell about your story from Hosea, Lord. Lord, about your true mercy, your true grace, and your true offer for healing and repentance in our lives, Lord. Maybe in our lives, Lord. Lord, that we can change this world one by one. And Lord, we thank you. I ask you to come back to the next appointed time. In your name I pray. Everybody say it.
Amen.
Amen.